Columbia College Chicago offers a required class for all incoming students. I've been talking about this all night. No, it's not a math class, not a composition class, and it's not a mass comm class or even psychology. Nope. It's a class about stories and about the city of Chicago. The City of Stories class takes students from all disciplines and has them use their skills to learn about more about the city that they now live in. The results can be found at cityofstoriesblog.wordpress.com. The class taught by Chicago author and writer Sam Weller. Weller teaches in the creative writing department as well as being a journalist and author of the Bradbury Chronicles, The Life of Ray Bradbury. And he's also in studio tonight. Sam, how are you, buddy?
Man.
It does not happen all the
great,
time.
Man. Fahrenheit 451, still selling. I'm proud of that book. I wrote it in 9 days.
That's right. So you teach this class. I'm going to introduce the students in just a second. So talk about where this class comes from.
Well, Columbia offers, as you said, an array of first semester experience classes for incoming freshmen across the disciplines, film, radio, theater, music. Mm-hmm. They all have to take a class. It's a first semester experience class that uses really Chicago as a classroom. And so my class that I offer is, as you said, is called City of Stories. I teach it 2 days a week, a total of just over 225 students. And we study how storytellers have impacted the city of Chicago and how Chicago has impacted storytellers, from Gwendolyn Brooks to Ray Bradbury to Buddy Guy as a storyteller in music, to filmmakers like John Hughes, across media. I mean, it's fantastic.
I went to Columbia College in 1996. The prereqs for me were... You know, like algebra.
We still have those.
You guys still got that?
We still have
that. Bummer.
I mean,
thought this would replace that.
This is a real deal, man.
That's no good, right?
There's some serious excellence and rigor going down, man. You're not off the hook.
Well, let me introduce some of the students who are part of this class. Carlos Douglas Jr. is a freshman at Columbia College studying traditional animation and voiceover acting. Carlos, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Jade Marino is a freshman at Columbia. She's studying acting. Jade, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Bella Crum is a freshman as well. She's studying creative nonfiction writing with a minor in poetry. Bella,
thanks for having me.
And R.S. Dearen is essentially you're the TA.
Yeah, that's
yeah. I love the TAs.
Yep.
It's also a fiction writer from Cairo, Michigan. So thanks, R.S., for being here.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
All right, so let's start with the students here. I mean, for you coming into Columbia College, I mean, you came in for your discipline. You came in to be an actor. We'll start with you, Carlos. I mean, what does it mean for you to take this class as a prerequisite?
Well, you know what? We have to learn our city before we can really make our true art. You know, we're living in this city now. We're living in Chicago, so it's a really great idea to get to know your city. So maybe, you know, later, you know, when you're making your art, you can incorporate some of the things you've learned in your experience being in Chicago into your artwork, and it's great. It's a great experience for all us artists.
When approached with that, let me turn. When approached, Jade. You know, the idea of a class about the stories of Chicago. Is it an intimidating class, this idea that you're going to learn about the city? Because I would think that that's if you're not familiar with it coming in, it's probably pretty daunting.
Right, yeah. And especially with a city as notorious as Chicago is. So you got to, of course, it's going to have a lot of stories. But so it was exciting. I was excited going into it. And I think something great about it is, you know, you see majors across the board in the class, yet it speaks to everybody because there's storytelling at the heart of everything, really. I think it's really shaped us as artists, like how the mindset we should have here and able to soak all of its awesomeness in.
Bella, for you, you are a creative writing. You want to be a creative writer. You're a creative writing major and a poetry minor. I mean, this fits a little bit more with telling the stories of Chicago. It's not only just about going out and finding a story to talk about, but it's about learning the rich tradition and history of the storytellers that have come before. What have you learned about the people who've done creative writing in the past in this town?
Well, and I think the most exciting to me probably was coming to the class to find out that Sam worked so closely with Ray Bradbury. It's my favorite author, so I kind of immediately was drawn into the class and taken aback, and so constantly his references to Ray as like a writer specifically was so, I'm always like, that's a good prompt, I could use that. So that's always been really exciting, which is not dispatch related, but yeah. I'll take it.
And then let's, you know, RS, you know, as the TA here, I mean, to be a part of this both as a fiction writer and as an instructor, what do you take away from a class like this?
Oh, I wouldn't really know where to start. There's so much to take away from it. I mean, I think these three students really talked about it real well. It's just they're telling stories right now, and I find that if you're just honest about your art if you're honest about what you're talking about. They basically teach themselves. And you know, working side by side with Sam, I've been a student before, and now I get to work. I get to work with him, and it's a pleasure. And also, I want to say that I'm one of five TAs, and they're it's an amazing team. It's a dream team.
Yeah,
really.
You're lucky. I was a TA at Columbia. Right. There were no five. I did all the work. $5 an hour.
He doesn't have me running any copies, though, yet. So.
All right, Sam. So let me ask you, from your vantage point, from your instruction, are you more focused on telling the stories of those who have come before, or are you more focused on getting these kids out onto the street to find their own stories?
You know, the class starts where we read a lot of canonical Chicago storytellers. Carl Sandburg, Jane Addams, Rick Kogan, Studs Terkel, Gwendolyn Brooks, Richard Wright. We go through the gamut of fiction, poetry, nonfiction, but then we move into documentary film, talk some about music. We've talked about the history of the Tribune Tower and architecture as story, really studying what story means. And so we truly try to get a canonical sense before we set them off into the city, out into the city to find their own interests and their passions. I mean, to me, the class is centered around two concepts. Curiosity is central to being an artist. If you're not curious, you're really going to be in trouble as a creator. You have to be curious about the way the world works and the way people operate. And so really trying to cultivate and inspire them to be curious. Citizens of Chicago, get out into the world, get beyond your comfort zone, go learn some new things for yourself. So they do a number of what we call dispatches where they go off into the city, go to neighborhoods, go to bookstores, go to
And you can find some of that stuff on the blog,
on the blog,
right?
Yeah. Curiosity shops, animal shelters, whatever it is you're interested in. What I tell my students to do, make a list of 10 things you're absolutely passionate about, that you love, that you're fascinated by, and then go find something in the city that's connected to that. Because in writing or creating or blogging or producing a short film, they're doing all these things. If it's connected to their passion, they'll follow through and actually finish it. It tends to be a problem for some freshman students.
It does. And I have to say, from my experience at Columbia, and this is something, you know, I'm just not a commercial necessarily, but it always was about the concept that I needed to take my discipline and try to execute it. Yeah. Meaning when I was a freshman, sophomore, junior, it wasn't necessarily just about learning. It was about getting out there and actually doing it. Mm-hmm. For you guys, I mean, that was something that was the end product. That's what I learned from my experience. When I was a senior and I left, I said, you know, man, the only way I'm going to get anywhere in my life and my career is if I actually do it myself, right? So, I mean, are you, as freshmen, to get that lesson first, I mean, do you feel like your skill set and what you're about to learn, like let's talk That's about acting, question. Carlos, you're up to, like, they match each other? I mean, are you learning, yes, that it's important to tell stories, but do you feel like you have the skill set to be able to tell those stories?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure. I mean, we get so many opportunities with this class. You really get to try out storytelling, and you find your own story through, like, all of the different readings that we have to do, all of the dispatches that we have to go through. You know, it's really a great opportunity.
You know, I'm interested in what you are learning about the city, Jade. I mean, as you get through this class, and you guys have been doing it for a couple weeks now, where are you at when, I mean, is the class about learning how to tell stories, or is it learning about the city that you live in?
I would say it's more so learning to be aware to take in the stories that the city's going to offer you, because it's going to offer you a lot. And so it's about, like Sam said, being curious, you know, always seeking more than maybe what be there. And there's a lot of opportunities out there. So
Bella, same question.
Wow. I think it's a really good blend between the two. Like, I'm finding myself exploring Chicago in ways I probably wouldn't have identified with Chicago. But I'm kind of seeing that thread of Chicago in storytelling, even when you see people visited, people wrote here. We've been in historic buildings that people have come and written a single book, a single article. So you start to see kind of the influence of the Windy City in artists that are from all over.
How familiar were you guys of Chicago's storytellers before you took this class? I mean, you're freshmen. I don't expect you to be reading, working with Studs Terkel yet. But, but I mean, how familiar are you about the storytellers of the past? Before Sam told you all about them. I mean, you talked about Ray Bradbury. I don't know if Ray is considered. He's a tremendous writer, but he doesn't necessarily. He's not the guy that you're like, oh, Ray, Chicago.
No, but you know, I would include the suburbs into the pantheon of Chicago writing. I mean, John Hughes is a suburban Chicago filmmaker. He's a Chicago filmmaker. Bradbury was born in Waukegan, which is 45 minutes north. He's not a Chicago writer, but he's a prairie writer, and the Midwestern sensibilities seeped into his own voice.
What do you guys think? I mean, did you know anything about the writers that Sam's teaching you about before you came to the class?
Well, you know, I'm from the greater Chicagoland area, and really, I'm surprised I didn't really know a whole lot about anybody from Chicago, really anybody famous.
Yeah, I don't think my knowledge went beyond, like, John Hughes, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Like, that's where it stopped, I think, for me.
Same. Are you all from the Chicago area? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Chicago, like Boys Town, Lakeview area.
Okay. Yeah. And did you know about the history of that neighborhood? Is that part of growing up in Lakeview? Did your parents and the elders in the area talk about the history of that area?
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, I was in Boys Town, so it was a lot of like the LGBTQT kind of things like that. And so it was kind of that side of the history, but not so much any of like the writers or things like that. It was more atmospheric, but it definitely taught me a lot about artistic communities and like communities as a whole.
And where'd you say greater Chicago? Where are you at?
Well, I grew up in Calumet City and Lansing, Illinois, but then also Munster, Indiana. So I've always had that like Chicagoland influence in me.
How about you, Jade?
I'm actually from Texas City, Texas.
Texas City, Texas. Yeah. Yeah. Right, there you go. That's a John Houston. How about you? You're from Michigan, right, Aris? I'm from
the rural thumb region of Michigan, the Sunrise Side, a small town called Caro.
What did you know about Chicago writers before you came here?
Well,
or storytellers?
I didn't know a lot. I didn't know a lot at all. I knew that Chicago was, it was intimidating from Chicago. I mean, from a town of 4,000 people to move to an area of 2.75 million and then have all these stories about it. I didn't know hardly anything. So I would say that I'm learning as much as these students are. And like I said, they're teaching themselves, they're teaching me, and I'm doing a little bit of the teaching, and Sam as well over there.
Sam, let me ask you the same sort of question I asked the kids, this idea of, you know, I left Columbia College with that skill, but it took me a while to sort of develop that and say that's something that I recognize is going to be important to me, this sort of understanding I have to tell my story or tell it, I have to execute. What are kids coming out of your class with? Are they getting that sort of moment earlier in their experience now?
Well, we don't want to take all the credit, you know, just in this one class. But I think, you know, we as human beings are all innate storytellers. You know, I meet people as a writer all the time who have a book in them, people with the dream to write a collection of short stories or a novel or a memoir, but they just don't have the chops necessarily to articulate it. But I think if you understand the nature of oral storytelling and how to tell a good story and engage people in it, how does that translate to the page or onto the computer screen? And so we do break down the elements of story, structure, voice, scene. We talk about that. How do we tell good stories that engage audiences? So I think they're learning these chops in here while they're also learning, utilizing the city as their classroom. So I think it's really, hopefully, a blend of both those things.
I should have said that this segment's not your father's mass comm class.
No,
right. That's sort of where we're at, right?
You know, if you look at the blog right now, this blog we built is just populated by student compositions exploring the city. There's a film on there by a student who's not with us tonight, Henricus, who bought a drone and shot his final project.
Yeah, and so a GoPro. He attached a GoPro to that drone, too.
It's a fantastic short film. That's slightly abstract, but it's a beautiful work of art for an 18, 19-year-old kid.
And he got his dad involved with it?
He lost the drone in Lake Michigan. It crashed with the GoPro, yeah. We shouldn't be laughing.
What a terrible time.
I don't think Columbia's going to reimburse it.
Yeah, well, you know, you learn. That's college. Right. That's what you tell him. That's college.
But if I may, Sam does this thing that's just amazing. Sam's got this energy about him that bleeds into how I teach my breakout session. So he teaches the first hour and a half of class, and then it breaks out. I teach the next hour, and his energy bleeds into my energy, and it's an unapologetic thing, and I want my students to leave. I always task them with something at the end of the hour breakout, and it's like, all right, now that we've talked about setting, go find a place that's new to you in the city. Go find where I wrote my name in the sidewalk on my first day in Chicago, and the cops told me not to. Go find these new areas, or if we're talking about character, well, now you have a better understanding of maybe your new roommate who might not wash their dishes properly.
Yeah. Relatable,
and exactly, and they go out there, and these And it's shown in the dispatches. It's shown on the blog there. It's amazing. They're unapologetic about what they're writing about and what they're experiencing, and I love it.
Well, the blog is cityofstoriesblog.wordpress.com. That's where you can find all the students' work. It's a place. Sam, I can't thank you enough for letting me know about this and coming in studio and bringing some people with. Chicago author and writer Sam Weller teaches creative writing and this class, which is City of Stories at Columbia College.
Thanks, Justin.
Also in studio, Carlos Douglas Jr., Jade Marino, Bella Crum, and R.S. Deeren. I want to thank you guys all for coming in and sharing your story.